When you sent over this dissertation on Carl Sagan's Cosmos, well, I gotta say, you really piqued my interest.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Cosmos, it's like this cultural touchstone, right? Everyone's got their own little spaceship of nostalgia for it.
Right.
But a whole dissertation,
Yeah.
like someone's PhD deep dive,
Right.
that's commitment. And honestly, having read it now,
Yeah.
it's more than just nostalgia. It digs into why Cosmos hit so hard back then and why it still kind of matters today, which I wasn't expecting.
Well, you gotta remember, back in the late 70s when it premiered,
Right.
public trust in science, not exactly riding high. Vietnam, environmental stuff, kind of felt like science had,
Drop the ball.
yeah, a bit. It was a cynical time, way more than folks realize now.
And TV was reflecting that, right?
Yeah.
We went from Leave It to Beaver to All in the Family practically overnight.
Exactly. So you've got this backdrop of disillusionment, and bam, here comes Carl Sagan.
Like a shining beacon of cosmic wonder.
Exactly. This incredibly brilliant scientist.
And he could have been so stuffy, right? Like up on a pedestal.
Oh, totally. But he
But
wasn't.
no, not at all. And the dissertation really digs into that, into Sagan's whole persona.
Oh, interesting. Break it down for me.
So he came from the Chicago school, right?
Yeah.
Super rigorous, intellectually demanding.
Heavy stuff.
But here's the thing, Sagan, he got that to connect with people.
Yeah.
You got to make them feel it too.
Like he wasn't just teaching, he was inviting you along, you know.
Exactly. On this big cosmic adventure.
And you felt like you were discovering stuff with him, not just being lectured at.
100%. His enthusiasm, it was contagious. You couldn't help but get swept up in it. And that's huge, right?
Yeah.
Because he's talking about black holes, time dilation,
Yeah.
stuff that could make your brain melt.
Oh, absolutely. And the dissertation, it actually argues that this whole persona, even if it was partly constructed,
You mean like a performance?
in a way, yeah. But it was key to building trust with an audience that, let's face it, was pretty skeptical of science at that point.
They needed a reason to buy in.
Exactly. And Sagan, he gave them that reason. He made them care.
So it's not just what he's saying, it's how he's saying it.
It's everything. It's the whole package.
This is reminding me, there's this word the dissertation uses, ethos.
Ah, yes.
Yeah, it's like the vibe, the atmosphere of the show,
Yeah.
but deeper, right?
It's the whole crafted environment. Think visuals, music, even the pacing of Sagan's
It
narration.
all works together.
Exactly. To draw you in, to create this sense of wonder.
Like the show itself is an experience.
Exactly. And you can't talk about Cosmos without talking about Star Wars.
Whoa, okay, unexpected comparison. Go on.
Star Wars had just come out, right? Special effects were blowing everyone's
Still
minds.
are, kinda.
Right. And Cosmos, it couldn't compete on that level, obviously.
Different budgets.
For sure.
Yeah.
But it tapped into that same awe. Like, yeah, Star Wars had a galaxy far, far away.
But Cosmos was saying, hey, our universe is pretty mind-blowing too.
Exactly. It's like they took a page out of the Star Wars playbook, but instead of spaceships battling it
We
out,
got the Dandelion spaceship. Oh man, that opening sequence.
iconic. And the dissertation even argues that it was a direct response to that shot of the Imperial cruiser in Star Wars, you know, the one.
Oh, totally, looming over everything.
But instead of fear, Cosmos evokes this sense of like childlike wonder.
Yeah, like, come on, let's explore. Not, we're about to be boarded.
Precisely. And it's not just the spaceship stuff, those visuals of the Library of Alexandria, beautiful, almost haunting.
Oh, so powerful, this lost world of knowledge. You get this
Yeah.
feeling like we've come so far, but also how much has been lost.
Exactly. The
Yeah.
dissertation points out that image. It taps into our longing for wisdom, for understanding where we fit in.
Speaking of big questions, one thing that always grabbed me about Cosmos was how it danced on that line between science and science fiction.
It did, didn't it? It wasn't afraid to kind of blur those lines.
Not at all. In fact, it kind of feels like it embraced that sense of wonder.
And the dissertation, it brings up a good point about Sagan himself.
Okay.
The guy, he was a huge sci-fi nerd, like
Yeah.
seriously into it.
Well, that makes sense. You can totally see those influences,
Yeah.
like, woven into the fabric of the show.
Totally. For example, that episode about Mars.
Oh, yeah.
It's got this great bit where they're talking about Percival Lowell.
I mean,
Yeah.
astronomer. With the whole canals on Mars theory.
The very same. Now, we know that wasn't quite right.
Understatement.
Right. But then they launch into this whole thing about John Carter of Mars.
The Edgar Rice Burroughs books.
Yep, classic sci-fi. And they connect it back saying, look, even if the science was off, the imagination, the story, it sparked something.
So it's like acknowledging that even if our understanding changes, the human element, that drive to explore, that's important too.
Exactly. And science fiction, it gets people thinking about the possibilities, right? Even if they're, a little out there.
It primes the pump for those what-if questions.
Exactly. Which, let's be real, are the foundation of a lot of scientific inquiry.
Totally. Like, time travel? Still not a thing, at least as far as we know.
Right.
But Cosmos used it to explain time dilation.
Which is a very real thing.
Mind-bending, but real.
Right. And that's Cosmos in a nutshell, using the tools of science fiction to illuminate actual science.
It's like they knew they had to meet the audience where they were.
Exactly. And let's be honest, a lot of folks back then, their exposure to these concepts, it was probably through things like Star Trek or whatever.
So instead of shying away from it, they leaned in.
100%. They made it work for them, not against them.
But did the dissertation, like, address the elephant in the room? Was there any pushback on this whole blending of fact and fiction?
It's funny you should ask that. That's where this whole idea of myth-making comes in.
Myth-making. Go on.
The dissertation argues that Cosmos wasn't just about teaching science. It was about creating a mythos.
Like a grand narrative.
Exactly. A story about humanity's place in the cosmos, something bigger than ourselves. And that's where the visuals, the music, it all comes back into play.
Creating that sense of awe, right? Like you're not just learning, you're experiencing something profound.
Precisely. And music, don't even get me started. That Vangelis soundtrack.
Oh man, epic. Gave me chills, some of those tracks.
It just added this whole other layer to it, right? It wasn't just informational, it was emotionally resonant.
And those visuals, some of those early CGI moments, let's be honest, they haven't aged gracefully.
Oh, for sure. Some of them are downright clunky now.
But at the time, it didn't matter. The combination of everything, it just worked.
And that's the power of storytelling, isn't it? It can make even the most complex ideas relatable, even
So
moving.
it's not just what you're saying, it's how you say it.
Exactly. And Cosmos, they nailed that. They understood that science isn't just about facts and figures. It's about inspiring that sense of wonder, of wanting to understand our place in the universe.
It's about connecting with something bigger than ourselves. And speaking of legacies, it's amazing to think that Cosmos is still so relevant today. I mean, it really makes you think, right? It's been decades since Cosmos first aired.
A lifetime ago, practically.
Think how much has changed, especially with like information overload. We're drowning in it.
Oh, tell me about it. It's like a fire hose of facts, figures, opinions, everything.
And we're supposed to make sense of it all.
Right. And filter out the noise, the misinformation.
Which is everywhere. Like, I love a good CGI fest as much as the next person.
Who doesn't? Visuals are everything these days.
But it's gotten to the point where it's hard to tell what's real, you know? And it makes me wonder, a show like Cosmos, so much of its power was that mythic vibe, the visuals, the music.
Could it even work today? Would it get lost in the shuffle? It's a great question.
Right. Because part of me thinks we need that now more than ever, that sense of awe, of connecting with something bigger.
Oh, absolutely. That yearning to understand our place in the universe, it's timeless.
Exactly. But would it even land the same way with all the like cynicism and distrust of experts?
It's a different world, that's for sure.
Right. Like, I'm not saying Cosmos was perfect. Some of those special effects, let's just say they haven't aged well.
Oof, some of those graphics. But hey, it was the 70s.
Exactly. But it had heart, you know? Like you could tell Sagan, he believed in what he was saying. It wasn't just a gig.
He was genuine, and that came through, even with the cheesy effects and all.
And maybe that's the key, right? That earnestness, that passion for sharing the wonders of the universe. It's like you can have all the fancy graphics in the world.
But if you don't have that spark, it's just noise.
Exactly. And maybe, just maybe, that's what we need now. Not just more information, but more inspiration.
A reminder that science isn't just about cold, hard facts. It's about exploration, about pushing boundaries, about asking those big, crazy
And
questions.
maybe even finding some answers along the way. Who knows? Maybe there's a new Carl Sagan out there waiting to blow our minds.
Wouldn't that be something? A new voice for a new generation.
That's a great thought to leave us on. Thanks for geeking out about Cosmos with me. This dissertation really got us thinking.
Anytime. Always up for a good cosmic deep dive.
And for you listeners, what resonated with you about Cosmos? Share your thoughts. Let's keep this conversation going. Until next time, keep exploring.